in a bit, but at 7:27, back to the knotweed then, the bane of many gardeners' lives now, but a group of researchers in Sussex are trying to highlight the benefits of Japanese knotweed, and the scientists from the University of Sussex are teaming up with one of Brighton's vegetarian restaurants, Terre à Terre, to create dishes using the weed. Dr. Paul Beckett is from Florum Limited, which is an environmental consultancy based at the University of Sussex. Hello, Paul.
Hi there.
Thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
How long have you been looking at the Japanese knotweed problem, really?
Well, I guess I first got involved with it as a conservation volunteer about 20 years ago, when we were dealing with it on nature reserves. And the method we used there was just to pull it up to try and reduce the energy in this in massive root system that it has. And on a nature reserve, we don't really want to use herbicides. That's what we used to do. Unfortunately, it's not very effective.
Now, this is interesting, because we've heard about using little parasitic insects to try and reduce it, but this is sort of turning it on its head, actually, and saying, we could use this knotweed if we've got it here.
Well, sort of. I suppose, I mean, there's been a lot of stuff in the press recently about DEFRA's proposed release of a small psyllid, a little aphid-like insect. That won't kill knotweed, but what it's hoped that it will do, a bit like the way myxomatosis virus was used to control rabbit populations, is it'll bring it down a little bit under control. And if that happens, then why not use it the same way that people use other pot herbs and native vegetation for cooking with?
What's it taste like?
It's got a very mild rhubarby taste, and also some people describe it a little bit like asparagus. So, I mean, sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, why not? Yeah, I mean, I like asparagus. Yeah. I like rhubarb. So I obviously like knotweed. and there's plenty of it. So this is a challenge you've laid down to Terre à Terre, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this all started through our company, through our website, florum.com. We've got a blog and a Twitter post. Bernie, if you're the Twitter literate.
I have dabbled occasionally.
Well, it was a guy from Japan called Yutaka Suzuki from Kawasaki. I don't know if he's into motorbikes. He actually got in touch with us with a number of really interesting recipes that included jams, tempura knotweed, and some lovely little tarts. And we got in touch with Terre à Terre saying, look, this sounds amazing. And Terre à Terre said, well, brilliant, that sounds like a great idea. Why don't we get some in? And we'll cook up a feast and see what we can do with it.
Right, okay. Now, I think we're early days yet, aren't we, Paul?
Yeah, on my cycle home from work on Friday, I popped by my favourite patch of knotweed and had a look. And we're still, it is a bit early, it's only just starting to shoot. But it does shoot incredibly quickly. It can go from seeing shoots a bit like little asparagus spears 1 week, to going up to 2 metres high within 2 to 3 weeks after that.
So when can we have a sort of a knotweed breakfast here at BBC Sussex, do you think, Paul?
Well, I'm hoping in a couple of weeks' time. I'm keeping my eye on this patch, and it is looking very promising. But yeah, to really get the best flavour out of it, we're going to have to wait a couple of weeks.
Right, fantastic. Well, we look forward to it in 2 weeks.
Well, good.
2 weeks' time, perhaps we'll see you in the studio with some of your knotweed, with a bit of bacon, you know. It'd be fantastic. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens. Whether or not
I won't join you with a bacon. I'm a vegetarian.
All right.
Expectedly, really.
Okay, fine, with the odd mushroom. Who knows? Paul, thank you very much indeed. Paul Beckett there is a Japanese knotweed specialist at Florum Limited, consultancy at the Sussex University, and we're going to hold them to that one, and the chefs at Terre à Terre, to see whether they can sort of serve up some knotweed for breakfast here at BBC Sussex. Just gone 7:30.